What a scene it was. Thousands of people converged in California over the weekend for the music and arts festival Coachella. There were dozens of performers, but really, there was only one who actually mattered, Beyoncé.
After Beyoncé performed, after she done the dance, Coachella got a renamed Coachella, the Beachella.
That's producer DJ Khaled coining Beachella as the new name for the festival.
Beyoncé was the first African-American woman to headline the festival, and her almost two-hour-long set was an ode to Black American culture.
Lift every voice and sing.
She performed Lift Every Voice and Sing. She sampled Nina Simone's Lilac Wine and played a quote of Malcolm X. She also played her hits. She even reunited the band that made her famous, Destiny's Child.
Michael Wood is a pop culture critic for the LA Times. He was one of the lucky people who got to see the Queen Bee in action. He says right before the performance, there was this buzz in the air that he had never felt at Coachella before. And Beyoncé delivered. She had around 100 musicians and dancers on stage with her, paying tribute to the step teams and marching bands at historically Black colleges and universities.
I think the thing that was so incredible about it was how thoroughly imagined it was. You can kind of think that, oh, maybe Beyoncé was interested in that aesthetic, and so she would kind of borrow a few elements from that tradition. But this was a total commitment to that.
And that total commitment paid off with near universally positive reviews. It seemed like everyone on the internet went crazy in love.
When I talk to my friends so quietly,
who do you think he is?
Get what you get.